Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Griffin Show, now coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Griffin, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I'm going to tell you the truth today. Brutally honest, all the way through, it's what we do. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know on this free-for-all Friday. Let's start right here. Number one, more than half of Americans support mass deportations of illegals, and they mean it. They're sick and tired of America getting abused by people here and abroad. Number two, the economy and Bidenomics have taken a complete dive. It is a total wreck. It's not just inflation anymore. Now we're starting to see a recession. GDP up just 1.6%, half of what was expected. All right. And number three, look at that. It's free for all Friday. We're going to throw it all out there. You may get a chance to chime in, too. That's how it works. The Common Sense Hotline is now open. 877-310-9966. That means we're open to hear from you, America. I try to do this every week. We mix in some interviews and some other conversation. The rules are pretty simple. Number one, keep it clean, like you were talking to your grandmother, and be nice to her, please. Number two, if you've been on the air in the past 30 days or so, please wait. Don't call in today. Don't clog the lines. Let other folks get in there. Say something about what they think about the world, all right? Don't be a pig. And number three, do not call me to discuss other shows or other hosts or complain about something one of the networks we broadcast on is doing. We don't have the time to waste on such silliness. We're not going to do that. Again, the number is 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Light up the Common Sense Hotline. Go. We're going to begin today with middle-class, blue-collar workers. They are fleeing the Democrats in record numbers. You may have noticed that. You may have heard about it right here on this program. Here's a deeper dig into the Democrats throwing their support behind Donald Trump and not Joe Biden. Listen.
In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it every day in New York City.
Yeah, they're living it every day in New York City. And that is one of the folks who was on hand yesterday, if you were here on the program with us. We dropped in and did some live coverage of Donald Trump stopping and visiting with union workers. I guess that was Wednesday. And that was one of the folks that has been working on those buildings in New York City. Union workers, middle-class people, blue-collar people fleeing Joe Biden. Why? He doesn't represent them. He's an elitist. He doesn't even know what they do for a living. Donald Trump actually does. We're going to start Free for All Friday now. Patrick, first in rotation from the Poconos. Patrick, how are you today?
Good morning, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Congratulations. You break the ice today.
Well, that's great. A couple months ago, I called in about working at the polls so I could see what's going on firsthand.
Sure.
The other day, we had primaries in Pennsylvania, and I was working the machines. And a couple of Democrats came in talking about what you were saying earlier. Democrats are fleeing the other side. We had a couple Democrats come in, and they were told that they couldn't vote for Trump, and they were really upset because they wanted to vote Republican, and they didn't understand that the primary was a straight-down ticket. They could only vote for one
right
side, or they could only vote for the other side, whatever they're registered as. Well, I spoke up. I said, hey, guys, if you want, there is a little thing called a write-in. Under Joe Biden, just write in Donald Trump. So a couple Democrats came in really upset they couldn't vote Republican.
And you showed them the
but
light.
They wrote Donald Trump.
Nice work, Patrick. Yeah, you showed. Hey, write in Donald Trump's name right here is a write in because where they're writing uncommitted or whatever they're doing in Democrat primaries, yeah, you can write in Donald Trump. Nice work, by the way. It's happening. In fact, we got a lot of folks from New York here to start with. In fact, Joe is in New York. Good stuff. From the Poconos already. How about Joe? How are you doing today?
Hey, Steve. Good morning, brother. God bless America.
God bless America.
I just want to say American Real Voice is the best realistic journalism news report in the country. I just want to let you know from a New York City's person and a union iron worker point of view, first place, politics and everything runs around construction in New York.
Sure
That's
does.
How the city runs.
Let me ask you something, though. Let me ask you something. You heard the union boss talking about the union going 3-1 for Donald Trump now. Do you think that's true? Do you think it's about that? Is it more? What's happening?
So let me tell you. Let me explain what goes on. New York State city has always been a conservative city. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. You voted for who was right for the city and states. Okay? The Democrats will come in and tell you this and that and give us all the work. Yeah, maybe up to 10 years ago. But ever since Giuliani and Bloomberg came in, were Republicans. They built the city so good, and they were fair to the union workers. But the media always tells you the Republicans are against the unions. Okay, first place, Donald Trump he ran under the Republican Party because that's where the power was. He ran. He told America, "I'm a conservative. I'm here for the people. I'm not a politician." And he still has kept his word to that to this day. Okay, this is about our country because New York City is the backbone of the United States of America. Well, it used to be. So if New York City fell, everything around
Let me ask you this real quick, Joe. Let me just ask you this real quick. Can New York vote for Trump? Can Trump win in New York? I mean, there's a lot of folks
Absolutely.
That don't like him.
And not 30 or 40%. He's also going to win New Jersey. You forgot Mayor Murphy was put on to notice when he just barely won the election and the governor in Jersey. New York City is the tri-city. We have most of the people come from Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania who are losing their homes.
Fair
now,
enough.
The building trade.
I got to leave it there. I got to get some other folks in. But Joe, I appreciate your call. You are so New York. Man, you just ooze New York. I love it. Joe, thank you. I appreciate it. All right? Little update there. We're going to get in. Herbert is from Maine. I don't know if he's as much coffee as Joe, but we'll check it out.
Sir,
Herbert, how are you today? Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Did What's I on your mind?
I hear that you were going to be coming up here to Thomas College and talking to them here in Maine?
That must have been somebody else, sir. I hate to disappoint you. I'd love to come up if I had an invitation. I speak a lot of places.
Sir.
All I need
anyway,
is an invitation. Go ahead.
I can guarantee you the people up here are 100% against or for Donald Trump. We're so tired of the Biden administration doing what they're doing. And
I'd like to see the state of Maine come across the line. I would. I don't know if that's really possible. I don't. And I appreciate it. Herbert, we got a little trouble with your phone line there. It's breaking up a little bit. Not your fault. Technology's fault. And I apologize for that. We've got a lot of folks stacked up here. We're going to get to it. But Joe gave me hope for New York. Herbert's given me hope for Maine. We can switch these states. I mean, it is so bad out there. The gross domestic product just came in at 1.6%. Two quarters under 2%, you're in a recession, basically, right? I think that's how it works. If you're under 2%, if you're not in a recession, you're anemic. I'll need my friend, my friend with the numbers is going to have to call in. Jack's going to have to call in and say, here are the numbers, Gruber. Understand what you're talking about. Don't be financially illiterate. I'm doing my best, all right? We'll be right back.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9400.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons. saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriots Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriots Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776.